This is My Lesbian Adventure, Part 1, written by Isabel Lauren, read by Carolina Luna. By the time I make it through customs, I'm a nervous wreck. This was a bad idea. Meeting a random stranger I met on the internet for a weekend of no consequences fun? I mean, I used to do that when I was in university, but that was 20 years ago? I'm a lot older now, and my body bears the marks. Of course it's insanity to travel halfway across the world to be fucked by a stranger. But she's not just a stranger. We've been chatting online for a year, and she has become a close friend. There's no one I'd rather have my first lesbian adventure with than her. I make my way to the exit, my heart pounding in my chest. What if I don't recognize her? People can look so different from their pictures. What if she doesn't recognize me? What if she takes one look at my body and runs away? I'm not a fit 20-year-old anymore. My breasts sag a little. My tummy is far from flat, and my thighs cannot be called anything but thick. It's never bothered me before. My husband loves my body and makes me feel sexy. But she's a stranger. And somehow, her opinion matters more. I take a deep breath and pass through the sliding doors. I spot her immediately. She looks exactly like her picture. She's looking at the wrong exit, and for a moment, I consider melting into the crowd and disappearing. But then she sees me. Her face lights up in a smile so broad, it makes my knees wobble. There's no doubt that she's been looking forward to this moment as much as I have. And then she's in front of me. I drop my bag as she flings her arms around me. Our lips meet as if it's the most natural thing in the world. And then we are kissing. Her lips are soft, her tongue insistent. I let her into my mouth, and it's the most amazing feeling ever. She's soft in all the right places, her breasts pressing up against me, her arms stroking my back. I had worried that our first kiss would be awkward, but it feels as if we're long-lost lovers rather than strangers. Is it too cliché to say that the world around us disappears? Because that's exactly what happens. There's only her with her fingers in my hair, her tongue in my mouth, and her soft body in my arms. It's the first time in my life I'm properly kissing a woman, and this is just the beginning. My nervousness disappears, being replaced with excitement. This is what I've dreamt of for the past few months. Her in my arms, and soon, much more than that. I savor her taste, her smell. In my fantasies, I was always the more aggressive one, but now I'm happy for her to take the lead. She breaks our kiss, leaving me dizzy. I notice with surprise that my panties are damp. My sex throbs with desire. We haven't even talked yet, and I'm already undressing her in my mind. "You're gorgeous," she tells me, her voice breathless. I can't wait to fuck you. My breath hitches, not at the crudeness of her words, but the hunger in her eyes. She wants me, and she's not afraid to show it. She picks up my bag and grabs my hand. We start walking towards the exit. The plan is a weekend in a hotel. She lives here in this city, but her husband and kids are home. It's a miracle we've been able to arrange this weekend. Both our husbands are on board, but the timing has not been on our side. First, my kids had several obligations I had to be present for. Then her job wouldn't give her the time off, but finally we found a weekend that worked for both of us. We pull up at a motel. I arch my eyebrows at her and she laughs. We're gonna spend the weekend fucking. I figured we didn't need a 4-star resort. She's right, and there is something deliciously naughty about checking into a seedy motel. Not that this place is actually seedy. We park in front of the room, and when she opens the door, I'm pleasantly surprised at how clean and new the place is. I always have this view of dirty motels, but I can happily spend a weekend in this room. I place my bag on the floor. She closes the door behind me, and this is the moment of truth. Here we are. Two women desperate to experience lesbian sex. We're both bisexual, but in monogamous marriages. Neither of us has had sex with a woman before. I'm not sure what to do. My throbbing sex screams at me to undress her, pin her to the bed, and lick every inch of her, but the knot in my gut prevents me from doing anything. She takes my hand and we sit down. We can take it slow. There's no rush. My body disagrees. I may be nervous, but I don't want to waste a single moment with her. Taking a deep breath, I slip my top off. I'm not wearing a bra, and my nipples pucker in the cool air. She grins. Or we can start now. Following my example, she takes her own shirt off. My breath hitches. Her breasts are even more gorgeous in real life than they were in pictures. Lust wipes away all traces of nerves. I reach out and caress her breasts. Her sharp intake of breath connects straight to my cunt. Emboldened, I lean down and kiss her nipples. She moans softly. I love the way her nipples pebble under my tongue. Her skin is soft. She's gorgeous, and I want to feast on her all day. I push her down on her back and straddle her to get a better angle on her breasts. Her hands are in my hair, guiding me to the nipple she wants me to play with. Her moans become higher. My cunt is aching with need, and I shift slightly so my heel presses against my clit. She pushes me away. Wait. My heart is in my throat. Did I do something wrong? But no. She pulls me towards her, then pushes me onto my back. I want to taste you. And with that, my self-consciousness is back. For the past 20 years, I've only had sex with my husband. What if she doesn't like me? but her hands are already tugging at my shorts, and I allow her to slip them over my hips and legs. She nudges my legs apart. I am nervous and aroused, and I really, really want her to suck me and finger me until I come. She pushes my thighs apart more, and then her tongue slides over my slit. It feels heavenly, and I arch my back to meet her. She knows how I like it. We've talked about that often enough. So she slips a finger inside of me while her tongue connects to my clit. Pleasure washes over me. I feel like I'm melting into the bed, my limbs heavy. Her tongue and fingers are delicate, but strong and insistent. I can feel myself rushing towards the precipice, but I don't want to fall over yet. I try to tell her to slow down, to make it last, but no words come out. And when she presses an insistent finger against my ass, I come undone. Pure ecstasy floods me, and I gush all over the sheets. She holds me, and my mouth finds hers. I taste myself on her tongue, and I lick and kiss as if I can't get enough of her, which I can't. I'm shaking, but desperate to taste her. Please, my voice is a croak. Sit on my face, I want to taste you. She doesn't need to be told twice. She grins and scrambles upright. As she lowers herself onto my face, I stop her. It's my first time seeing a pussy in real life, and I want to gaze at her a little longer. I run my thumb along her slit, making her moan. She wriggles her hips, but I keep her in place. Her labia are shorter than mine, the outer ones puffy, with the inner ones just peeking out. I could look at it forever. Her clit is engorged and peeking out from under its hood. I pull her closer so I can lick it. Her taste is exquisite. It's different than mine and yet very similar. I pull her down so I can lick her properly. I had been worried about licking another woman, but it seems to come naturally. I slide my tongue through her folds, dipping the tip into her wet hole. I'd love to finger her, but I'm at the wrong angle, so I use my tongue instead. Eating a woman out is amazing. The soft folds, the delicious juices, the hardening clit, which I can now suck between my lips. She tries to wriggle away, but I keep her firmly in place. She's bent over me, her head resting on my thigh, her fingers idly playing with my cunt. I don't focus on what she's doing, though. I'm too engrossed in feasting on her beautiful cunt. Her cries of passion become more frantic. She's close to an orgasm, but I don't want her to come yet. I push her off me. She falls onto the bed with a surprised yelp. I push her thighs apart and take a moment to admire the beauty of her cunt. Her sex is swollen, her juices dripping out of her. I have never seen anything so beautiful in all my life. I coat my fingers in her creamy juices and slip one inside. The sensation of her hot cunt clenching around my finger is almost too much to bear. My own cunt twitches in response. I push a second finger inside her. Oh, fuck, she breathes. That feels so good. Her G-spot isn't hard to find. I curl my fingers up and start rubbing her while I tease her clit with my tongue. She grabs the back of my head and presses my face against her cunt. I take the hint and put more pressure on her clit. Her G-spot swells underneath my fingers. I'm lost in the moment. Nothing exists but her sopping cunt beneath my mouth, my fingers playing her until her breath comes out in ragged gasps. I'm gonna come. Her voice is a squeak. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. I can feel the contractions deep in her cunt. Her pussy walls clench around my fingers, trapping them inside of her. My licks become less insistent as she rides the wave of her climax. Her legs tremble as I slide my fingers out. I push my fingers past her lips, and she sucks them greedily. Her eyes are glazed. That was incredible. I snuggle next to her. You're very tasty. She laughs. I need a break, but then I'm ready for round two. She told me she had a great sex drive, but even so, my heart leaps at her words. I'm so ready for another round myself. Did you bring it? I don't have to ask what she's referring to. It's all I could think about since I booked my flight. It's in my bag. She nods. Why don't you get it and I'll help you insert it? I swallow. Right now? Yes. Trust me. Your next orgasm is going to be out of this world with that butt plug in place. My hands shake as I locate the little box in my bag. The butt plug is small with a gorgeous purple flower on the end. I can't tell how often I've turned it over and over in my hands, wondering what it'd feel like once inserted. When she suggested to help me with it, I didn't hesitate to take her up on her offer. I grab the bottle of lube and join her on the bed. This is part one of the story. Find part two by clicking the links in the piece. If you enjoyed it, you can find more of Isabel's amazing work at isabellauren.com. More of me at carolinaluna.com. That's CarolynaLuna.com. And find more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.